Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC News, 3 minutes past seven, and next at eight.
Thank you, Nikki.
Now, Tony Blackburn's Golden Hour.
I wouldn't mind becoming a friend with that elephant. I mean, for goodness sake. Thank you very much, Simon, for a great show. Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome along. It's great to be back here at BBC Radio 2. Tony Blackburn here, and believe it or not, I'm here with you. Yes, for the next hour on The Golden Hour. I've got some great music for you, like this one. The Average White Band, let's go round again. That reached number 12 in 1980, in fact. So we are doing it, actually. Let's go round again. It was an idea I had in the 70s. It's the only idea I've ever had, actually, but it proved pretty successful. And I thought we'll bring it back here a few years later. And I hope very much indeed you'll enjoy all this wonderful music from all the decades. That was from 1980. Let's go to 1973 with Gilbert O'Sullivan. We used to be in the same agency, Gilbert O'Sullivan and myself. A lovely guy, actually, and that's a great song, isn't it? Topped the charts for 2 weeks in 1973. It was the second of two number ones for Gilbert, and the other one being Claire, which is also a great song. I'm sure we'll get round to playing that. I'm with you every Friday from now on at 7 o'clock in the evening through to 8 with the Golden Hour. I hope we'll make this a regular occurrence. Here's Spanky and our gang.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Remember hearing that song for the first time and absolutely loving it. I loved it ever since. Spanky and Our Gang never made it in the UK charts, but the record climbed to number 17 in the States. Thanks very much indeed for all the texts coming in. You can always text me and you can email me, and also on the Facebook page as well. It's always lovely to hear from you. And welcome back, Suzanne and Tyne and Weir. My cows have never been happier. Great to have you back on the radio, Tony. Cheers from the Licorice Herd in Truro in Cornwall. Welcome back to Radio 2. Please play something for Bev and Stephen in Cambridgeshire. It's our 30th wedding anniversary today, so congratulations. Here they are. They're wacky, they're wonderful, and they are, of course, the Walker Brothers. And the sun just ain't going to shine anymore.
Loneliness.
Tony Blackburn's Golden Hour, the wacky old Walker Brothers there, and the sun ain't going to shine anymore. UK number one in 1966, topping the charts for four consecutive weeks, in actual fact. Lovely to have you with us, and welcome to the Tony Blackburn Golden Hour at BBC Radio 2. It's great to be back with you. Thanks very much indeed for all the lovely texts. I don't know, you know, I think people are either morning people or evening people. I tend to be a sort of a morning person, if I'm absolutely honest. How about you, Sheena? What do you do? Sheena Easton, who was certainly on the right tracks for that one, 9 to 5. Yeah, they're all back again. 19 minutes past 7 on the Tony Blackburn Golden Hour. Lovely to have your company. And let me see, Graham says, I'm taking the decorations down now as it's the 6th of January, dismantling the Christmas tree. I took ours out last night. And remember, if you leave it up, you can have bad luck for a whole year. Well, this is absolutely true. Last year, we forgot to dismantle our Christmas tree. Look what happened to me. Looking Glass, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, topped the American charts for 1 week in 1972. You know, Johnny Walker, he's going to meet a lot of superstars. Anybody know how many superstars he's going to meet?
Johnny Walker meets 5 superstars.
Give me a big hug.
Now, Tony Blackburn's Golden Hour.
What should we do now? Anybody got any ideas? Great idea. It is the all-new Golden Hour. Every Friday night from now on, I hope you join me between 7 and 8. This is where the weekend starts. And these are the Supremes. Is that a wonderful song? Ah, the memories. Supremes. Stop in the Name of Love became their fourth consecutive American number one hit. And the first single to be released in the UK on the Tamla Motown label. I was in a supermarket just before I came on the air, and this guy came up to me, tapped me on the shoulder and said,
"Young man, Y-M-C-A."
Now you know this is a serious music program. Right? That's what we got for you every Friday night on the Golden Hour. Tony Blackburn here with you. Brings back memories of Hyde Park, doing that with you. Well, I enjoyed it. Thanks very much to Brian Dunn for saying that he loves Spanky and our gang, and so did Susie Valentine in Westbourne and Dawson. Hope you like this one as well.
It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long.
Remember going out and buying that one many, many years ago. Ricky Nelson there, and it's late. That's what we do on the Golden Hour, you see. We go to all the different decades. That's what it's about. Here's Gary Barlow, and take that. Gary Barlow is going to have, believe it or not, three musicals in the West End this year. Sorry, what was that, Gary?
I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
Thanks for all the messages you're sending in, by the way. Take that and back for good. I'm just looking at Phil the Collector. Has anybody said that they want me back for good yet? Oh, well, never mind. But thanks very much indeed for all the texts. And James from Elton Folkestone says, Tony, please say hi to my gorgeous girlfriend, Sarah, who's celebrating her 25th birthday this week. And, well, I hope you have a lovely birthday, Sarah. And thanks very much to Anne Crickmore as well for all the lovely things you say as well. I really appreciate them. If you want to check those texts that are coming in, still nothing. Back for good. Oh, I'm slightly disappointed. Here's McFadden and Whitehead. Oh, I love that. McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. There's a nice bit of piano in that, actually. I remember I used to own a Trident piano, and it was the very first note. Oh, yeah, the same thing happened to you, did it?
It's just that first note on the Trident piano. Mm.
On BBC Radio 2. Now, Tony Blackburn's Golden Hour.
Here come the Temptations. 18 minutes to 8. The Temptations there. I can't get next to you, Janis Bailey. Actually, as we put that record on, they came in and said, can you play a Temptations record? Because we love dancing to them, my husband and I. I tell you what, we're going to sort of simmer things down a little bit now. And a song, one of my favourites of all time. I just love this one. Comes from the Platters. The Platters from 1959, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Remember hearing that when I was at boarding school. Yeah, I did go to school, and I heard that one, and I went out to Glastonbury. It was pelting with rain, and I wanted to buy the record, and I got to the shop, and I was absolutely soaked, but it was shut, the shop. I got lots more boring stories like that for you later on.
Give me the night.
Great George Benson there, Give Me the Night. I just love him. 12 minutes before 8 on the Tony Blackburn Golden Hour, which I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for all the texts that are coming in. And I said that we had no texts saying we want you back. I've had loads of them now. And I'd like to thank my wife very much indeed for sending them in. The all-new Golden Hour, Tony Blackburn's Golden Hour, which I hope you're enjoying. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Let's Hang On. I want to go now to the 70s, and this is one of my records of the week. When I was doing the Radio 1 breakfast show, I chose this one, and amazingly, it did well. I got at least one right. This is Edison Lighthouse. She ain't got the money. Sleazy on Twitter says, lovely music today. Thank you very much, Sleazy. Edison Lighthouse, love grows where my rosemary goes. 6 minutes before 8. Hey, on the show today, it's lucky because we have nobody who's come in and blown their own trumpet, which has been absolutely wonderful. And, oh, no. Absolutely unique voice, isn't it? Gene Pitney, Looking Through the Eyes of Love. Hitting his 8th UK Top 40 hit. I can't believe we've been nearly run out of time. Mind you, that's because it's called the Golden Hour, come to think of it, isn't it? Mervyn White says, in Belfast, says, great to have the Jacob's Cream Cracker of British radio back on the air.
But she don't care.
The Beatles, Ticket to Ride. And that's it for the Golden Hour. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll be back with me at the same time, 7 o'clock, next Friday. Friday night is Music Night coming up in a moment. Thanks to John Hemingway, our studio manager, Tom DeCrow, and, of course, Phil, the Collector Swern. And thank you so much for listening. That's even better, isn't it? Have a lovely weekend, won't you? This is BBC Radio 2 online on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 8 o'clock. This is Nikki Cardwell.
Aircheckdownloads.com.